Pastor Nate stole my opening line about going around the table, so I can't use that now. No. But I was that guy that, you know, the kid, I remember, I was thinking about that same thing growing up, and we used to do that every year and go around and share something thankful. And I was always at the end of the line. I never had anything. My brother Pat always had something good. But anyway, did anybody do that this year? Go around the table? A few of it, yeah. We have much to be thankful for today and wanted to talk about that today. But first, can I have your permission to go into some negative things first? I see that hand. It's all I needed. It's all for the one. Unthankfulness is a sign of the last days. So look over in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. I'll read from the Amplified. But understand this. It's interesting. But understand is all capitalized. But understand this. Then the last days will come, set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money, and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant, contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. This is really, I'm looking forward to all this here. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce haters of good. This kind of sounds like our last election. How many think we're living in the last days here? I'm not going to talk about that today, but if we're not, we're really close. I mean, to some of the things I'm thinking in my lifetime of, and I know there's always been evil, and there's always been sin, there's always been a devil. I don't know, but you just kind of look around, and maybe we just hear about it more, but we're seeing more and more of this. But I noticed as I was reading this, this list of bad things, I noticed that being unthankful was listed with pride, arrogance, disobedience, being unholy and profane. Isn't that interesting? Would you have put all those together in the same sentence? And I'm amazed at the level of prosperity we have, especially in this nation. I've been fortunate and blessed to be able to travel and been in some interesting places. One of the places we went to in Kenya, and this is not what I would call it, but they called it, the people that live there called it that, so I'm going to use their language. It was the largest slum in the world, was in the city that we were in. And we ministered in that area. And it was quite eye-opening, you know, being where we're from and the life that I've lived. I was born in 62. And living in this country, being raised in this country, it's quite eye-opening to go. And I've been in some tough places in the United States, but this was just another level, just this magnitude, I guess. But it was amazing, the church that we were in, how cheerful they were. We worshiped for like 2 hours. And it was quite interesting. They had a lot of joy. Remember that, Susie? A lot of joy there in the midst of all that. But we live in this level of prosperity that it's really unknown in all of history on this level in this country. And but it seems that the level of unthankfulness seems to be increasing. Now, being unthankful is nothing new. It goes back to the garden. And what unthankfulness is it's focusing on, I guess, what you don't have or what you should have. and we're ungrateful about, you know, what maybe others have or what we don't have or what we should have, causes unthankfulness. And so it's focusing really on the wrong things, and it should be focusing on God. And of course, you know, the marketers help us with the feeling of unthankfulness. They are really, I know I harp on this, but they are really good. And they call it the television because they tell you their vision. They tell it to you over and over and over and over and over. Everything we do has marketing. And they're very, very clever at it. And what they're trying to do is get you to be unthankful, to feel lack. And then going out and buying something is going to make you feel better. But how many know it doesn't? It's just a temporary, it fades. But the danger of unthankfulness, it leads to two pitfalls. You remember the story of the prodigal son? That's a story of unthankfulness. You have the one son, the younger son, ask for his inheritance. How unthankful is that? And so that unthankfulness leads to sin and separation. But then you have the other older brother. He's also unthankful. He's there at the house, but he can't partake of the blessings. He is bitter. He is angry. Jealous of the other son. So both of them are really, it's a story about unthankfulness. They're not grateful for what they have or able to partake of the blessings that God has for them. Now Jesus puts unthankfulness in the evil category. Luke 6:35. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. So he got unthankful in that list in 2 Timothy, and now we have unthankful here along with being evil. I mean, this is not looking good. I don't think I want to be an unthankful person. But instead of focusing on God's goodness and mercy, it's so easy to get our attention on ourselves. And Deuteronomy warns us about this, but I'm going to, guys, I'm going to jump all the way down to verse 17, if you can do that. Thank God for our production team back there. If you can jump on down. You should read that whole chapter. It's very enlightening in light of the days that we're living in. But it's basically people that are blessed by God, and they build beautiful houses, and they have food, and they got clothes on their back, and living the good life. And they, instead of focusing on God and being grateful to Him, they focus on themselves and look what I've done. And verse 17 sums it up, says, if you start thinking to yourself, I did all this and all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine. Well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is today. And that is difficult to do in this day, is to keep our focus on God, because we'll start thinking it's us. Even our gifts that we make money with, God's given us that power. It is all from Him. He's given us the abilities. He's given us the giftings. If you forget God, your God, and start taking up with other gods, serving and worshiping them, I'm on record right now as giving you firm warning, that will be the end of you. I mean it, destruction. All right. So thank you for permission for the negative part. But basically what I'm saying here and what the scriptures are saying, unthankfulness is dangerous. Now, does anybody here like to continually to do nice things for an ungrateful person? Anybody? I need to talk to you after service. If that's you. I mean, even the natural, we know this. You don't want to continue to bless somebody that's ungrateful. So we know this. So I've got a couple of questions for you today after our big Thanksgiving day. Everybody had their 10, I'm on my fourth turkey sandwich. as you can tell. Yeah. Who went to Corey Tiller's workout yesterday? Aren't you thankful for your family? I want you to know I did work out yesterday. It was brutal. Susie's a brutal leader. Anyway, I should have come. Corey's the guy that had us pushing cars in our yard. Anyway, I've been okay. Okay. A couple of questions for you today. Are you grateful for what you have? Or has unthankfulness begun to poison your spiritual life? It's a poison. Another question. How long has it been since you thank God for what He has done for you? If someone were to follow you around every day and hear the words, your words, and look at your behavior, would they see a thankful heart or someone that is unthankful? I think, and I know the scripture confirms this, but we should have Thanksgiving every day. Every day should be Thanksgiving. Now, not the food part. I did pretty good. My brother Pat always says that average American consumes 10,000 calories. I was in moderation, but I still had 5,000. Probably double my intake. But in my younger days, two or three helpings, plus all the desserts. So I'm not saying that every day. We don't have that. But the idea of going around and saying what we're thankful for, it says that we should bless our food with thanksgiving, prayer, and the word. But every day should be Thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5. I mean, we have much to be grateful for. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. I'm not saying that's easy. You have to do that by faith. But in every circumstance, to be thankful, to be grateful. This is the will of God. And so, what should we be thankful for? Well, I want to give you three things today. In case you know, so when you're at the table and it comes to the end and you're the last one, you can come up with something. But there's at least three things that we should be thankful for today. The first one is found in Psalms 103. We should be thankful for what God has already done for us. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all this that is deepest within me, bless His holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all His benefits. Who forgives every one of your iniquities, who heals each of your diseases, redeems your life from the pit. Anybody? Anybody been redeemed from the pit? And corruption? Who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Has God done anything for you? Anybody here saved? Anybody here filled with the Spirit? I was just kind of on the way over here just thanking God for what He's done in my life. He's given me authority. He's seated me in heavenly places in Christ. He's given me peace. He's given me joy. So many, I mean, we could just all day just each of us go around. What has He done? He, you know, and what He saved me from. What He's redeemed me from. I deserve to die. I deserve in myself to go to hell. That was my destiny. But he saved me. So that first one is, what has God already done for you? And there's a long list. Second thing is, what has he given you today? Second one is, count your blessings. And it's just looking over Paul's writings, and he often talks about giving thanks, but it's interesting what he gives thanks for. And so many times, what the Apostle Paul gives thanks for, and maybe it has to do with him persecuting the church, he gives thanks for churches, he gives thanks for people. And in this, you know, in some of the situations, he gives thanks for church people he doesn't even met. Listen to this, Ephesians 1, verse 15. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, he doesn't even know them, just heard about them, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And I just want to encourage you today to be thankful for the people that God's put in your life. Be thankful for your mate. Be thankful for your kids. Be thankful for your grandkids. Be thankful for your friends. Anybody got some good friends? Yes. Be thankful for your church family. I'm really, just last few days, just been thanking God for this church and people of Good News Church. Generous, hearts to serve. You come to a church that has a strong message of about empowerment. Most people want to just come and hear about victory and what God's done for them and how blessed they are. But they don't want to talk much about the blessings being a blessing. You guys, you know, and we talk about that, about giving life. I'm grateful for you guys. It's not easy to come to Good News Church, especially after Thanksgiving. But I just want you to count your blessings today. Grateful for the people in your life. The enemy will get you to forget these things. But Paul, often, when he prayed in his prayer time, thanking God for people, thanking God for churches. Count your blessings. Then the third thing is, thank him for what he's about to do. Grateful for answered prayers. Look at Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Verse 6. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace. See, if you'll do that. And so what you're doing is, you're praying about whatever situation it is. And we believe in Holy Spirit-led prayer. But then, after you've prayed, to thank him for the answer. Thank him for what's to come in the future. And that's why we should be people of joy, because we're people of prayer, right? Right? And people of prayer live with an expectancy. And so we have a joy. And it talks about here, I'll get into it, about peace. Why? Because we know he's got your back. He's going to take care of it. So go ahead and relax. The answer is coming. The answer is on the way. So our position is just thankfulness. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of his salvation through Christ. And so, fearing nothing, nothing to fear, nothing, fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot or whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thankfulness is the voice of faith. Thankfulness is the voice of faith. You a faith person? Just live by faith? We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. But to be a thankful person, to be a grateful person, you're looking to God. Nobody else is your source. It says, in him we live, move, live. How's it go? In him we live. Huh? I'm just testing you. Good, great, good, very good. Y'all passed. I'm thankful for you guys' knowledge of the word. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights above. Good things from God. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. But so if we're faith people, thanksgiving is our a voice of faith. Thanksgiving is the antibiotic that goes in and cleans your soul of sickness. Thanksgiving brings God's goodness and presence on the scene. If you're ever in a situation you don't know what to do, just start thanking Him. If you feel afraid or, I mean, because that Thanksgiving just brings the presence of God. It brings peace. And because what you're doing is you're getting your mind off yourself. The enemy wants to get all this attention on you, your abilities, your ability to make money, to make things happen. We need to keep our focus on Him. Because when you focus on yourself, you're going to see lack. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel burdened. But when you focus on Him, I mean, just peace comes. It takes the pressure off, the pressure to perform. God's got this. Just relax. Enjoy what He's blessed you with. And how many times we can't to enjoy what we have? We are so blessed. I tell you what's fun is getting rid of stuff. Talk about feeling good. Start giving stuff away. I read about a guy on his devotional that I read. On his 40th birthday, he decided to have a birthday party. He felt like he didn't need anything, and he was so blessed. He invited all his friends to come to his house to take one thing for his birthday. What do you think, Susie? Christmas? Should we invite everybody over? Take it. Maybe you'll use it. Take it all. Start in the attic. Oh, I don't even want to talk about my attic. I don't want you to see my attic. I got to get up there and get rid of stuff. Enjoy what He's blessed you with. And here's a good one. Take time to appreciate the people in your life that you love and friends. And I mean, do we have to wait till someone dies in order to say some good things about them? They're not even there to hear it. I'm sure they would be touched by it, but they're not here. They're in heaven. They're not going to come back. So why don't we say some of these things now? And I'm not saying being fake, but I mean, Terry, would it bless you if someone sent you a card and just, I mean, said good things? We got the other card. But, I mean, would that touch you?
Yeah.
A note, getting some flowers, doing something nice for somebody, serving somebody, doing something in secret. And see, the enemy wants you to get focused on yourself. What do I need? And you know, this really helps me, is to think, this is not about me. This is not about me. What did John Baptist pray, I must decrease so he can increase? But we're just like, it's about me. They're not giving me enough attention. But being grateful, being thankful. Everybody say, I'm blessed. You blessed? We're blessed by him? Gratefulness gets God's attention. You remember the story about the 10 lepers? Well, if you don't, we'll read about it right now. How about that? Luke 17, verse 11. Now, if you read all of Luke 17, and I encourage you to do it, all the chapter is about faith. It's about faith. Having faith. But Luke 7, right in the middle of it, you have this story about Jesus. Luke 17, verse 11, I'm reading the message. It happened that as he made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered a village. 10 men, all lepers, met him. And that's not a pretty sight. A leper. They kept their distance, but raised their voices, calling out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Taking a good look at them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. They went, and while still on their way, became clean. That is amazing. I mean, we're talking about parts growing back and skin being repaired. And I mean, it's miraculous. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. See, God did this. He kneeled at Jesus' feet so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. The Jews, Samaritans were trash. Looked down upon. Despised. You're walking on the same street with them, you're going to move to the other side. You don't want to be around them. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? Then he said to him, get up on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you. Now, if you read this in other, maybe the New King James or different one, it'll say, your faith has made you well or whole. This is the same Greek word, sozo, that we find in Romans 10 for salvation. So the one that came back was not only healed, and we don't know the other 9 if they kept their healing, if they just keep on going living the same way. This guy here that came back and gave God the glory, that thanked him, was made whole, meaning not only was his body was healed, provision, his heart was changed, delivered, whatever was, you know, put him in any kind of bad situation, he was delivered of that. Thanksgiving gets God's attention. Now it's 11:50. Let's all stand, everybody. And we got a little bit of time here, so we're going to do what some families didn't get a chance to do. I want you to break up into groups of maybe 6 or 7. It can be family. It could be, you know, it could be strangers. I want you to break up in a group, and I want you to go around and introduce yourself to someone you don't know. But then I want you to go around and share something that you're thankful for. So I've given you some pointers on how to do that. But then I want one person that feels comfortable to say a prayer of thanksgiving to God, based on the things that were said. And you guys can designate whoever that person is. But so go ahead and do that, please. Share what you're thankful. If you don't know somebody, introduce yourself. And then somebody pray a prayer of thanksgiving.